unwelcome images that pop up related to the betrayal. It may seem like your mind has a motor of its own, making it difficult for you to focus or have restful sleep. You may also have physical sensations when you're reminded of the events: shortness of breath, panic, racing heart. These body reactions and invasive thoughts can be exhausting over time. Avoiding reminders of the event. Questions 17 through 24. Answering very frequently or often to three or more of these questions show symptoms related to avoiding reminders of the sexual betrayal. You may find yourself avoiding people, situations, places, or conversations that remind you of the pain. In fact, you may be avoiding others or staying busy, trying hard not to think about it. Close friends and family may notice that you're detached or numb to avoid your feelings and thoughts. You may have lost your desire to be attractive to your spouse and find yourself pulling away from emotional or physical closeness. Feeling bad about yourself or others. Questions 25 through 37. If you answered very frequently or often to three or more of these questions, you may find that you feel inadequate and blame yourself for not being good enough to keep your spouse from sexually acting out. You may tirelessly compare your body and beauty to those of others, always coming up short. These negative beliefs about yourself often start or become worse after the sexual discovery. You may experience significant changes in mood, emotions, and perspective about life that impact your sense of safety and trust and make you want to pull away from the world. Feeling keyed up? Questions 38 through 56. If you answered very frequently or often to three or more questions in this category, you're most likely to feel on edge, as if someone turned up the volume in your nervous system. As a result of trauma, the part of the brain that helps us detect threats puts us into a state of full alert. You may find yourself easily irritated, short-tempered, angry, and anxious. No matter how hard you try, it's difficult to rest. This wears on you. Disrupted sleep patterns, shaking or trembling, fatigue, and even self-destructive behaviors can occur. Body work and daily life changes, questions 57 through 68. If you answered very frequently or often to three or more of these questions, the trauma is showing up as medical, social, or work-related issues. The body is not designed to hold high doses of stress over long periods of time. Many women begin to struggle to keep up with their daily activities, like laundry, groceries, parenting, friendships, exercise, and personal hygiene, and may eventually have difficulties on the job. Length of time with symptoms. Questions 69 through 70. These two questions describe the length of time you've been experiencing symptoms. If you've discovered the sexual deception within the past 30 days, you may still be in critical stages of shock and acute stress. If the symptoms have continued for more than a month, you may be experiencing a form of post-traumatic distress that needs professional assessment and treatment. Think back over your answers and think about patterns where you have answered very frequently or often. What did you notice? How many of those symptoms started after finding out about the deceptive sexual acts? Many partners of betrayal trauma are relieved when they realize this is not who they are, but how their bodies, brains, and minds are naturally reacting to the traumatic events that have happened to them. Finally, if you answered current for 20 or more questions, it's very possible that you're presently experiencing symptoms of trauma. It is my hope that you will not wait to reach out to a qualified professional in your area. In chapters 10 and 11, we will be going into more detail about the impact of trauma on the brain and body, and will provide brain images and information to help make sense of it all. You'll be able to reflect about the answers on the questionnaire, take a look at your current symptoms, and make choices about what treatments may best serve your body and brain and ultimately your heart. This is an audiobook about hope. I want you to know it is possible to heal from the impact of your wounds. From my experience, I know one thing for certain. It starts with taking care of you. Chapter 3, Shell-Shocked. Shattered. As Melissa stood outside the receiving deck of the industrial building, she wrestled with how to express the brokenness she felt. She was waiting to meet her husband after work. On the way, she had stopped by the dollar store and purchased a clear glass vase. As the door opened, Melissa greeted her husband with outstretched arms, extending the vase in front of her chest. The vase was completely empty. No water, no flowers, lifeless. Without saying a word, she let go of the vase, dropping it onto the asphalt. Glass shattered into a thousand pieces, some jaggedly sharp edges and other pieces ground to dust. "I'm broken beyond repair and not sure how to put myself together again." When Melissa told me the story, I instantly knew this was my story too. Until then, I hadn't been able to find the words to convey the enormous damage from the sex addiction-induced trauma. The message, etched through shards of glass, became an expression of honesty that transcended words. Sexual betrayal causes post-traumatic stress and changes the way women feel about themselves and how they live. Much like in an earthquake, women caught in sexual deception feel the layers of impact that turn their world upside down. Their lives, as they once knew them, crumble right before their eyes. They feel tremendous grief, and many losses leave a permanent scar. They question, "How did this happen? Why didn't I see it before now? Who can I tell? Why am I so afraid to reach out for support? What will people think of me? Of him? Can I ever trust him again? Will the pain of this ever stop? Will I be able to survive this financial collapse? Are my children safe? Where is God in all of this?" Betrayed partners are devastated by shocking discoveries of all types of sexual infidelities, including pornography, prostitutes, cybersex, same-sex attractions, and affairs, which leave them shattered, numb, and in disbelief. The trauma of betrayal can cause the same type of post-traumatic stress that happens with military people who have been in frontline conflicts. Shock, anxiety, panic, anger, sleeplessness, and depression become unwelcome bedfellows. Like soldiers returning from duty, betrayed partners seem okay on the outside for a while. But the unseen wounds of trauma continue to grow, fester, and poison them from the inside out. If left untreated, they can destroy a person's life. While no one would even question the impact of trauma on soldiers returning from their time of loyal service, many people still don't understand what trauma is. Some people have experienced trauma, but may not even realize it. Women impacted by sexual deception and betrayal are among them. Instead of being blamed or shamed, women often feel relieved when they discover how they've been impacted by genuine trauma. Sexual deception is not simply a violation of trust or something betrayed wives need to get over. When a woman is reacting to sexual betrayal, it's because she's looking for two necessary things: safety and the truth. Understanding betrayal trauma is like putting on a whole new set of glasses to see the layered consequences and what is needed to recover. What is trauma? Trauma is a reaction of our bodies, minds, and emotions to a deeply distressing event. The earth-shattering incident changes the way we see people in our world and unravels our sense of safety. We can't go back. We can't erase what happened to us. Who we are and how we live significantly shift. Like a death, earthquake, or car crash, the event happens suddenly and changes us without warning, causing us to feel shock, denial, agony, terror, or helplessness. Our bodies are designed to recover and regenerate after short-lived traumas, known as acute traumatic events. But ongoing traumas, like intimate sexual deceptions, where partners are exposed to betraying events repeatedly and over longer periods of time, are much different. Staying in a state of alarm from the emotional violations and looming threats can alter how our bodies and brain systems operate. Issues such as chronic anxiety, fear, paranoia, unpredictable emotions, distrust of others, loss of personal safety, guilt, and shame begin to surface. Living in chronic sexual deceit can dangerously change a woman's identity and livelihood and even impact her sanity. There are five common themes in trauma. 1. An external cause. Someone or something does it to you. 2. The unexpected. It happens suddenly and you didn't see it coming. 3. A violation. It's an unwelcome intrusion to your body and or mind, physical, sexual, emotional, psychological, and spiritual. 4. Loss of control. The experience was overwhelming and beyond your control. 5. Symptoms. It impacts what you think, how you feel, how your body works, and what you do. What is betrayal? Relationship trauma. Betrayal trauma is the act of being unfaithful to a spouse or a significant other when there has been a commitment to exclusive fidelity. In most wedding ceremonies, couples make a vow, a promise to forsake all others and not pursue others to meet their physical, emotional, or sexual needs. A violation of trust occurs when your spouse or significant other uses deception and manipulation to put more time, emotional or sexual energy, or resources into another entity, such as emotional and sexual affairs, pornography, cybersex, hookups, flirting, sexting, massage parlors, prostitutes, strip clubs, child pornography, sexual fetishes, cross-dressing, or undisclosed relationships with the same sex. The combination of technology, privacy, and free speech in the 21st century has opened the floodgates to high-octane exchanges of sexual intensity as a substitute for real connection and intimacy. Simply put, we've been presented with more and more hidden opportunities to cheat. Emotional affairs and sexual acts can be virtually played out online with ease. I continue to be shocked by what our children and loved ones can see within seconds on the internet via Google and YouTube searches. As a nation, we've not only greased the wheels, we've removed the brakes. In the blink of an eye, our brains are revved up and turned on by a grave of an ending stimulation. Arousal addictions with growing appetites continue to feed the porn industry as it sits fat and happy in the driver's seat. Honest and safe attachments are the blueprint for healthy relationships. We've been created for intimacy. Into me you see. Acceptance and a longing for deep connection. We want to be safely seen and known. Shared sexual experiences outside of a committed relationship often cheapen the mystery of a deep sexual bond and replace it with short-lived sexual arousal. Each new conquest brings excitement for a season and then needs to be replaced by a new and intensified pursuit. The click of a mouse, endless porn options, and unsuspecting pop-ups have changed the way people have sex. Sexually acting out involves disconnected sexual arousal, without the obligation of commitment and accountability, and often without guilt. Some say they've fallen out of love, but really, they've fallen out of sexual intensity. It's impossible to be wholeheartedly intimate and sexually deceptive at the same time. Here are a few examples of sexual deception as betrayal trauma. Darren decided to Facebook friend an old girlfriend he saw at his 20-year high school reunion. He began to reminisce with Anne, telling her how great she looked and how much she enjoyed seeing her smile. It reminded him of old times. They began instant messaging each other. Darren now crawls into bed with his wife and gets up in the middle of the night to chat online with Anne when he can't sleep. Sexual banter and masturbation ensue. Nick has been going to massage parlors for the past year. His wife, Liz, just had a baby and doesn't realize that an orgasm is part of a paid arrangement. He tips the girl and boasts to his friends that they meet for sexual favors without knowing each other's real names. He tells himself there's no relationship here. It's a service, not an affair. And anyway, Nick says, my wife's busy with the baby and doesn't give me the sexual attention I need. Ashley has been exclusively dating Sean for 4 years now. He's a sales manager and travels extensively for business. Sean has no intention of marrying her, yet tells her she's the only woman he loves. Ashley looked at his phone recently and discovered over 30 women Sean's been sexting. He doesn't think it's wrong because it's remote and random. I'm not with them. I'm with you. Betrayal can take on many forms. With over 40 years of research, Dr. John Gottman created a betrayal measure to show which couples are in danger of infidelity, serious disloyalty, or other types of sexual deception. Risk factors included ongoing lying, sneaking around, scheming, and blame in order to carry out and sustain their deceptive sexual acts. Michael called in on the New Life Live radio show and said, I've been married 24 years, and I've fallen out of love with my wife. We've got 4 children. I don't want to leave her, but I'm not attracted to her anymore. I kindly asked if he was looking at porn. He said, yes. I was able to link his porn use to his inability to love a real woman, his wife. Men who look at porn often say, I'm not having an affair, or it's not like I'm going out, claiming that pornography use is innocuous, doesn't hurt anyone, or isn't about someone they know, so it doesn't count. That's simply wrong. Porn kills love. What are post-traumatic stress and post-traumatic stress disorder? Anyone who goes through a life-threatening event can develop symptoms of post-traumatic stress. It's common after we face a terrifying ordeal that threatens our lives, safety, or stability. Most of us can remember where we were when the hijacked airplanes crashed into the World Trade Center on 9/11 in New York. That terrorist attack claimed 2,974 lives. Or the Category 3 Hurricane Katrina that caused 1,836 deaths and $108 billion in damage when the storm came ashore in New Orleans and left thousands of miles of coastal damage from Florida to Texas. And Hurricane Harvey is expected to take years to recover from. It's the most costly natural disaster in Texas and U.S. history, nearly $200 billion. After flooding hundreds of thousands of homes, displacing more than 30,000 people, and inciting 17,000 rescues. Not only do these catastrophic events cause overwhelming physical damage and loss of life, but they cause emotional trauma as well. The word trauma comes from the Greek meaning to wound. Emotional traumas happen under the skin and don't show up like flesh wounds caused by a gunshot or stabbing. We do our best to soldier up through the pain, right? Yet we can't see the deeper tearing that happens from the sexual deception, the invisible wounds that cause us to bleed out on the inside. When the symptoms of post-traumatic stress last too long and without relief, a more chronic condition, known as post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, may follow. A professional exam and well-defined list of ongoing symptoms are considered before a formal diagnosis of PTSD is given. Health practitioners often look to the DSM-5 for the following signs. Exposure to a traumatic event that either caused or threatened life and death, a serious injury, or sexual violation. Re-experiencing trauma through intrusive memories, nightmares, or flashbacks. Avoiding people, places, or experiences associated with the trauma. Feeling jumpy or keyed up. Difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep. Negative beliefs about ourselves and others. Ongoing ups and downs and unpredictable shifts in mood. Symptoms that last over 1 month. Does this list ring a bell? The questionnaire in Chapter 2 reflects many of the symptoms experienced in post-traumatic stress. A licensed therapist or medical doctor will be able to look at your lingering symptoms and evaluate you for PTSD. Please invest in yourself, making thoughtful choices about what you need and the steps necessary for care is critical for your survival. 20 Reasons to Stop the Crazy Train. You're not crazy, but the ride you're on is. Living on this crazy train as long as I did without serious changes impacted my ability to cope. Here's one of the pages from my journal. I feel really messed up. My emotions are raging. I wish I could just quickly die and be done with all of this. I'm tired of trying. I need to trust, but I'm really afraid. I'm not simple enough. I'm not spiritual enough. I'm too selfish. And I don't know why my friends still love me. I think I'm depressed. Someone turned on the tears and I can't seem to turn them off. I'm so screwed up, there's not going to be anyone who wants me. Maybe I should just quit school. I'm unlovable and tired of being needy. I think it's a little too late for me. I was absolutely buried under the rubble of grief and loss. While every one of us experiences the pain of sexual deception differently, here are 20 of the most common stress symptoms caused by betrayal trauma. Think about which ones might fit for you. Shock and disbelief. Anxiety, fear, and or panic. Emotional arousal and reactivity. Difficulty trusting self and or others. Withdrawal. Detachment and isolation. Feelings of powerlessness and helplessness. Difficulty concentrating or remembering. Concerns about overburdening others with our problems. Emotional numbness and the inability to feel love or joy. Depression, reduced interest in everyday life and activities. Outbursts of irritability, short-temperedness, anger, and rage. Bewilderment, confusion, and the inability to understand what is happening. Alexithymia, the brain goes offline, making it difficult to put words to your feelings. Shame and self-blame, feelings of responsibility for deceptive sexual acts. Preoccupation with body image, undereating, overeating. Worry, intrusive thoughts, reviewing the traumatic details of the discovery. Safety issues, concerns about sexually transmitted diseases or for the safety of the children in your home. Fear-induced control, an increased need to control everyday experiences, parenting, work, childcare, dieting. Denial, minimizing the experience in order to survive. Hypervigilance, excessive alertness or watchfulness that may look like paranoia but is not and may be mislabeled by friends, family, pastor, counselor, doctor, etc. Sound familiar? As you can imagine, over the long run, these symptoms not only are distressing, but can also lead to serious problems at work and in relationships with family and friends. Take a big breath and be kind to yourself by saying, "So this is what's been going on with me." When our lives are in crisis, it's impossible to feel normal. Take care of yourself by getting a good physical exam by your doctor, meeting with a counselor who understands betrayal trauma, safely processing your emotions, crying, journaling, praying, and remembering to breathe. Possibly taking psychotropic meds or supplements so the brain can get some sleep or become calmer. Staying connected and not letting shame isolate you. Joining a recovery group to get the support you need. Getting your body moving, walk, run, yoga, to boost your brain chemistry and burn off stress. As we'll see in the next chapter, climbing out from betrayal trauma can feel like hiking out of the Grand Canyon with a donkey on your back. What started as a river cutting through dirt grew into a big hole with layers of impact as deep as they are wide. There is a way out. It means asking yourself each day what you need. Then keep your eyes on the trail right in front of you by taking one day and one step at a time. Chapter 4, The Dirty Dozen. It was a beautiful autumn day, and Jennifer nervously paced back and forth as her two little ones played on the swing set outside. Her Aunt Cheryl sat poised at the kitchen table, hoping Jennifer would just go to the grocery store and buy what she needed for the week. Finally, Aunt Cheryl gave vent to her thoughts. "Jennifer, you've got to get past this. I know Greg has had his string of improprieties, but you need to move beyond this for your children's sake. You're a smart girl. It's time for you to put on your big girl panties and pull yourself together." It had been 8 months since Greg was caught soliciting an undercover police officer at a park near their home. After two affairs and the legal consequences around this ordeal, Jennifer was coping as best she could. "Get past this," Jennifer said. "It's everything I can do to get up in the morning and put my feet on the ground. How am I supposed to put my big girl panties on when I can barely reach for an oxygen mask?" Jennifer is trying to dig out from underneath the rubble of what has happened to her. She's a loyal, bright, hardworking school teacher and a great mom. She's just tired. No, actually, she's exhausted and can't catch her breath. Discovery upon discovery has kept her hanging on a ledge and fighting for dear life. It's really difficult when people don't understand the place we're in, but it's excruciatingly painful when our own family doesn't get it. They don't want to put themselves in our shoes. Who would? They often feel as helpless as we do and don't know what to say as they watch us gasping for air. Instead of bringing her life support, Jennifer's aunt simply told her to open her dresser drawer and put on a girdle fortified enough to hold her life together. "Big girl panties?" Jennifer continued. "My mom died when I was 8. I grabbed a pair of army boots and have been soldiering up ever since. I'm exhausted and don't know who to trust. If my mom were here today, I think I could make it. painfully, she's not. When betrayal happens, the ground rolls, ripples, and trembles beneath our feet. In this chapter, we'll be covering 12 kinds of painful impacts that shake the foundations of our relationships, lives, and entire world. These dirty dozen are like aftershocks following an earthquake. Crushed by the weight of what sexual deception brings, we have to dig out from underneath the layers of rubble that overwhelm us. The good news is, we don't have to walk through this alone. Similar to the rescue efforts after the Hurricane Katrina and 9/11 tragedies, professionals aimed at helping us heal have created a multidimensional partner trauma model and a sex addiction-induced trauma model for better understanding the layers of impact. Digging out from under the rubble. 1. Discovery trauma. I woke up to a beautiful day, loads of laundry, and 3 great kids. Finding those photos on his computer changed everything. I locked myself in the bathroom, turned on the shower, and bawled. Lynn. There are few events more painful than the discovery of a spouse's infidelity. Ask any woman where she was when she first discovered the betrayal. And much like the 9/11 event, that moment of soul-shattering shock is etched in time. Discovery is what you find. It's the pieces of information, the shocking clues, an unfamiliar phone number, the porn on his computer, or in some cases, the full-blown video feed you accidentally stumbled upon when you realized your spouse was cheating. It's common for betrayed spouses to go into hyper-alert mode and start connecting the dots between what they intuited as benign events and what is now evidence of the betrayal. The same devices used to hide his sex acts have now become the sources for her discovery. Brett left a message. "Traffic's horrible. I'll be home later than I expected." Brenda discovered a stream of emails revealing that Brett had been stopping at strip clubs on the way home. Jim called to say, "My plane was delayed due to unexpected weather." Jim wasn't really alone. Jan went online and discovered his flight arrived on time without him. She was devastated to find out Jim stayed in Chicago at their favorite resort with another woman. Every day I see women so badly traumatized by ongoing sexual discoveries that they can barely make it through the day. Ongoing sexual deceptions create a lifequake of sorts as they anticipate the aftershocks with a magnitude of 8.5. Each discovery is a trauma-inducing event. Helping them sort out what they've found while establishing boundaries gives them a safe place to heal. 2. Disclosure trauma. I went numb. I live somewhere between not knowing what he's done and trying to forget what I don't want to remember. Dee Dee. Disclosure is one of the most daunting tasks a couple faces as they bring down the walls of secrecy that used to hide the sexual deceptions. Until the time a couple goes into a truth-telling process called a full disclosure, the partner has been painstakingly threading together pieces of her discoveries in a desperate attempt to understand how she's been betrayed. Promises claiming, "This is it, there isn't anything else," become grievously untrue. While the betraying spouse often thinks sharing their sexual deceptions bit by bit will somehow be less harmful, research shows the opposite. Staggered or partial disclosures cause post-traumatic stress for the betrayed partner. While both discoveries and disclosures can cause trauma, a planned or intentional disclosure is more like using a fire break to stop an out-of-control forest fire rather than dealing with arson fires that keep starting up under your roof. While we'll be looking at partner-sensitive disclosures in Chapter 17, a well-planned, full disclosure allows the wife to make informed choices about what she wants to do. Truth-telling is a must if couples want to rebuild trust and restore their marriage. 3. Deception trauma. I'm always disappointed when a liar's pants don't actually catch on fire. Janice. A common phrase used in addiction recovery is addicts lie, they lie a lot. Intimate deception is harmful. Conversations with hundreds of women motivated me to look deeper into the impact of lying and sexual deception. The idea of deception trauma and the coined term, intimate deception betrayal trauma, IDBT, came out of my research working with betrayed women. Sexual betrayal happens when the person you trust withholds truth and instead lies to deceptively protect a separate world they have created for themselves. Like a security specialist on hunt for a virus that's infected a computer, we begin to search our memory to uncover where the sexually transmitted deceptions, STDs, began. Two side-by-side monitors flash images back and forth between what we know and what still may be hidden in an attempt to verify, defragment, and restore. Memories open the door to suspicions as we compulsively go over past and recent events, wondering what really happened. We question ourselves. Was that woman truly part of a business deal? Or did that laptop he purchased help to make his work easier by hiding his affair? Janice said, I was married 22 years and didn't see a thing. Some women turn on the computer screen of their mind and just see black. As in a hit-and-run accident, they are broadsided. They saw no signs and had no suspicions. It takes a lot of energy to cover up that sort of insidious deception. Lying not only erodes our ability to trust others, it damages our ability to trust ourselves. The phrase, addicts lie, they lie a lot, is not to be taken lightly. For every act of sexual deception, there is a lie that damages a woman on the other side. 4. Relationship impact. My trust is shattered and I'm not sure how to get safe. I thought men were supposed to protect me, and they're the ones hurting me. Skylar. The discovery of sexual deception within our most intimate relationship breaks the mold of how we once viewed our life and the people closest to us. Skylar cried as she said, My husband was the one person I used to trust to keep me safe. It makes sense that pornography, sex addiction, and affairs create a rupture or attachment injury in the relationship. Love and suspicion collide as the one we once trusted for comfort is now the one causing us harm. Skylar looked at the family photos hanging on the wall as she tried to remember simpler times. She wondered, how could I have missed this? I thought I knew who I was married to. I believed I could trust his family. I was deceived. Steve's been working on his recovery for 18 months now and says he's ready to move past all this. I, on the other hand, don't know how I could ever fully trust him again. That's about how fair it is. Steve's got 18 months of recovery, and I got life. 5. Family impact. I'm afraid for my daughters. If their dad would do this to me, what about them? Diane. The tentacles of sexual deception are far-reaching. What seemed like a stealth mission to a betraying spouse often becomes a weapon of mass destruction aimed at their own family. The shock, shame, and pain on a father's face were a result of when his 6-year-old daughter picked up an iPad to doodle and unknowingly watched a private virtual session of her dad's sexual banter with another woman, including his body parts. A techie teen discovered his dad's private stash on his computer and is shocked, confused, and captivatingly curious. The porn that was once rated XXX has now become a secret portal and potential seeds of sex addiction for a 13-year-old boy. Both sons and daughters are falling prey as pornography and their first hit of dopamine, adrenaline, and oxytocin, the hormone responsible for bonding, awaken their brains. While at one time pornography was more difficult to acquire, today's tech-savvy generation finds easy access to all types of porn, including images portraying sexual violence. Our eyes are the windows of the soul, and pornography is a soul eater. More often than I care to say, I receive phone calls from parents of 8, 9, and 10-year-olds who have gazed into the eyes of pornography on their phones and have sexually acted out with another child. There are two victims of porn here. Is this curiosity, vulnerability, or a case of monkey see, monkey do gone awry? Researchers have been using functional MRIs to study how mirror neurons fire up our brains for intention, projection, and connection. I believe the porn industry is changing our cultural landscape as young people become desensitized and may be ascribing porn-influenced sexual intentions onto others. Gail Dines, advocate and author of Pornland, How Porn Has Hijacked Our Sexuality, enlightens us to complexities of living in the 21st century and how minors and porn don't mix. Technology has its benefits and is here to stay. Yet technology without a condom, global regulations required for the porn industry to protect minors from mainstream content such as hair pulling, rough anal sex, ejaculation on the face, and verbal abuse, can compromise views of healthy sex and human dignity. These types of discoveries are more common than you think. The days of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas are no longer. In fact, the idea of privacy is merely an illusion. Anyone can take a screenshot of an image and share it publicly. These images on social media sites are retained by some companies and can be retrieved by a search warrant. Young children and teens can be caught up in the maze of sexual deception or sextortion. Someone threatens to release sensitive sexual images as bribery for money or sexual favors and become traumatized as well. Kids need safe places to talk about the shameful secrets that burden them. That is, if they'll share. Parents can educate their children and create safety agreements for using their mobile devices. 6. Impact to self-concept. I'm not pretty enough. My body isn't enough to keep his attention. Nora. Our identity comes from a collection of qualities, temperaments, values, and beliefs that define three views. Number one, how I feel about myself. Number two, how I feel about others. And number three, how I think other people see me. Like a mosaic, we as human beings are masterpieces and hold great dignity. Betrayal causes our identity to shift. It puts us into a crisis of self-confidence and injects shame into our bloodstream. Our best attempts to be around others often include wearing a mask or false self to hide what's really going on. It's our way of trying to protect ourselves from the shame and messiness we feel inside. Be kind to yourself as you allow safe others, therapists, recovery groups, close friends, and family, to remind you of who you were before the betrayal. In Chapter 5, we'll look at how you can begin loosening the trauma-induced shame beliefs you might be wearing around your neck and help you find your true self again. Number 7, financial impact. He told me I'd never make it on my own. What scares me most is I think he's right. Neela. Whether a betrayed spouse's financial resources are many or few, the uncertainty of her future is threatened. The wife may have sensed that something wasn't quite right as her husband seemed more distracted, irritable, and stressed. What she didn't know is that he was using money to fund dinners, gifts, and weekends away with another woman. I didn't know his weekly withdrawals of $100 were used at the strip club. He said it was money he used to get his car detailed. Braylin. He had opened a private online banking account where he hid money that I had no idea about. One day, he left his email open, and I saw thousands of dollars of deposits and withdrawals. I can't believe he spent the money on her. Jocelyn. We paid $150,000 out of court to avoid a lengthy sexual harassment case. How is it that I'm sitting here broke while she's got both my husband and our money? Marisol. My husband had a long-term affair that ended 3 years ago. We have a special needs son, and I'm unable to work full-time. He's back in the affair, and I don't know what to do. I'm trapped. Haley. I'm 68 years old, and his addiction to child porn has cost me everything. We filed for bankruptcy, and he's been sentenced to 5 years in jail. I have nowhere to live. Bev. Many women are financially frozen and don't know how to gain access to their husband's financial information. I tell women knowledge is power, and knowing about the finances in your home leads to empowerment. I'm not trying to say that it's going to be easy or your fears will somehow disappear, but it does mean that every single step you take becomes a financially informed one. We can't let our fears about money keep us in the dark. If your spouse is unwilling to open the books or is using power to control you, it's possible you're experiencing financial abuse and you may need help from a third party. Reaching out for legal counsel, financial assistance, and safe housing may be a necessary step along your recovery path. Long-standing organizations like Women's Institute for Financial Education, www.wife.org, and Second Saturday Divorce Workshops, www.secondsaturday.com, provide resources for women to get through difficult times. Every woman's story is different, and every situation is financially unique. As a divorced pastor's wife, I was financially devastated and had to take out loans to recover and reinvent myself from the ground up. Ask for help. Be willing to face your fears. Surround yourself with trustworthy people who believe in you. It's not the size of your first step that matters. It's that you take one. 8. Spiritual impact. My world spun out of control as the ground was kicked out from underneath me. I believed his promise to protect me. What a fool. I don't know where I'm safe. I can't trust anyone, including God. Jean. When unexpected tragedy collides with the sacred, our spiritual world crumbles. Our simple ideas about protection and immunity to harm become tainted. Whether it's in the quiet moments or shouts of pain, many of us wonder, where is God in all of this? And how could this happen to me? A person's spirituality and faith journey holds different meanings for different people. Some look at spirituality as an opportunity to find meaning and purpose. Others use their faith to cope. Some draw upon faith as they relate to a higher power, nature, a universal spirit, or God. But one thing holds true for most. Spirituality is a movement toward a divine entity that is bigger than we are. When horrible things happen, some of us cope by deepening our faith as we hang on for dear life. Others abandon their faith altogether. Sexual betrayal causes us to question truth at every level. We may become confused by feelings of being unloved, unimportant, or abandoned by God. Jean said, "Why doesn't God stop this? Either God doesn't care or he's fallen asleep on the job." Those who believe God is the instigator or author of all events may experience God as untrustworthy, punishing, or just downright mean-spirited. Sometimes when we risk sharing our stories with well-meaning friends, they say things like, "God knows you can handle this," or, "God gave you this trial to test your faith." These simple platitudes aren't helpful and often cause more hurt, confusion, and distress. Years later, I went to see a trusted pastor for counsel. I remember him saying, "Sherry, God's in charge and chose you to go through this experience so that he could use you." Spiritually jacked up, angry, and depressed is where that comment got me. Something inside my soul shifted that day. I felt more comfortable hanging a keep out sign for God with a very clear message. "I've got this handled and don't need your help." I love these people and trusted their words. What I understood about God that day became completely dismantled. Sadly, I'm not alone. I've listened to women who've become disillusioned in their spiritual lives after receiving poor counsel from well-meaning people helpers, pastors, rabbis, or priests. In her book, The Emotionally Destructive Marriage, Leslie Vernick advocates against enabling harmful acts. She addresses this spiritual confusion head-on by saying, "Maybe you think that God is more interested in preserving your marriage than the well-being of you and your children, but that's not true. God values marriage, but he's also concerned for your safety and sanity in the midst of a destructive and/or dangerous marriage." While we'll be looking deeper at our spirituality in Chapter 13, one thing holds true. What you've believed about your faith after betrayal has somehow shifted. For better or worse, it's a normal response to trauma. This layer of impact needs patience, a loving space, and times of non-judgmental soul-searching to wrestle through it. 9. Impact to personal health. I've been living with a sex addiction for 5 years. I just returned from the hospital because I thought I was having a heart attack. The doctor said it's high blood pressure. Could this be related? Celeste. The shock, surprise, and long-term nature of sexual betrayal impact not only our relationships, faith, and finances, but our brains and bodies as well. The strain from long-term stress has been linked to physical symptoms such as sleep disturbances, joint and muscle pain, adrenal fatigue, hypertension, heart conditions, digestive problems, hormone issues, and vulnerabilities to immune disorders such as cancer. It can be a matter of life and death. In chapters 10 and 11, we'll be looking at why our brains and bodies need self-care and help from physicians who treat long-standing stress. 10. Impact to sexuality. I didn't want to face the embarrassment until I got the results from a pap revealing cervical cancer. I wish I had taken care of it sooner. Gina. Sexual deception has its consequences. Gina came to see me after she had discovered condoms in her husband's briefcase. My husband, Keith, is a seasoned IT consultant and works hard to manage his territory. He's predictable, and like clockwork, he's home every night for dinner. I'm not sure why he carries a condom. We never use them for sex. Many women like Gina are impacted by sexual betrayal and find it difficult to believe that their husbands could stop along their route home to frequent a strip club or massage parlor. I recommended Gina see her OBGYN to get tested for sexually transmitted diseases. Her eyes looked down as her head dropped in shame. I thought about going to my OBGYN, but I wasn't sure what I'd say. I just wanted to believe it would all go away. I understand her pain. I was a virgin when I married Connor and contracted HPV, human papillomavirus, as a result of his sexual acting out. Not my choice, not my fault, but my responsibility to manage. Sexually transmitted diseases can result in cancer if they are left undiagnosed. Don't wait. Take care of your body. I'm deeply sorry that you have to start a conversation with your doctor. It's not your shame. It's what unknowingly happened to your body. You are worth being tended to. 11. Treatment trauma. Shortly after my husband's affair, our marriage therapist told me I needed to tell my husband how much I liked looking at his body and plan more sex dates to spice up our marriage. Elizabeth. Helping professionals, therapists, counselors, pastors, lay counselors, coaches, mentors in recovery, have been seeing betrayed partners for a long time with the intent to help them through their pain. Treatment trauma happens when someone is practicing outside his or her area of expertise. I'm heartbroken when I hear stories about money spent on experts who are not properly trained or updated on the current models used in treating ongoing sexually compulsive acts or betrayal trauma. A marriage therapist said, "I know your husband has been working really hard. He's told me he's not involved in porn or affairs anymore. Trust me, it's time to stop looking at the past and worrying he's with other women. You need to move forward, forgive him, and put all this behind you." A priest from a wife's parish said, "Men have strong sexual desires. If you would have sex more often, he wouldn't need to look at porn or seek out other women's attention." A counselor who had been seeing a couple for 5 years told the wife, "Marianne, I know you're bothered that your husband looks at pornography. He hasn't been able to stop. What's wrong with him looking every now and then?" Another counselor said, "If your husband looks at porn and doesn't masturbate, he hasn't betrayed you." What? Statements like these hurt us and can make us feel more responsible for another's deceptive sexual acts. While there's no guarantee for how your spouse will move through their recovery process, listen to your gut and make sure the professional gets you and understands the complexities of sexual addiction. It can be overwhelming to treat chronic sexual problems, especially when it's not their area of specialty. They simply don't know what they don't know. Quality care is important. If possible, go online and seek out individuals trained in betrayal trauma and certified in sex addiction recovery. Take books like this one to the professional you are seeing. You want to be heard and not hurt by finding someone who understands what you need. 12. Community impact. Confronting his affair cost me everything. My church, my community, and friendships. It's a lonely place. Jessica. The people around us matter. Thoughtful conversations and caring acts work both ways to let us know we're loved and supported. Those are places of connection we don't want to lose. When the sexual behaviors that were once hidden come to the surface, we feel ashamed. Where are we supposed to talk about this stuff? We often retreat. we pull away from those who once gave us support and acceptance. Sometimes when the people in our lives find out about the sexual deception, they may begin to quietly pull away, stop calling, or quietly judge us even though we're drowning.